Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we come to you. We come to the throne of grace, and we thank you that you know what we need. And I thank you, you work on a daily basis. I thank you for working in our hearts, pouring your love by your Spirit, not by power nor by might, but by your Spirit. Your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7 to 11. The evidence of the Spirit's presence is given to each person for the common good of everyone. The Spirit gives one person the ability to speak with wisdom. The same Spirit gives another person the ability to speak with knowledge. To another person, the same Spirit gives courageous faith. To another person, the same Spirit gives the ability to heal. Another can work miracles. Another can speak what God has revealed. Another can tell the difference between spirits. Another can speak in different kinds of languages. Another can interpret languages. There's only one Spirit who does all these things by giving what God wants to give to each person.
Hallelujah. You know, this just makes me think, you know, there's nothing in the Bible that's not been written for our encouragement. I mean, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it speaks about the Exodus. God's working with the Jews, taking them out of Egypt. And he says all these things were written for our admonition, for our encouragement. And so we, just like them, had to come to this place of meeting, of getting weary of the world and the things of this world, and we turn to the Lord. And then we experience that Passover. He takes hold of our lives. We commit our lives to him wholly. And that's beautiful. There we receive the Spirit, and there we receive a new heart. And the new heart is now in the hands of the Lord to direct us by the Spirit according to his plan for our lives. And so, just like the Israelites, they were taken out, and then every day, God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit had a plan for them. And every day, he brought about his plan, not their plan, his plan. So it's surrender to him on a daily basis. And then whatever is needed, the Spirit gives it, as we saw this morning. And that. So the encouraging thing, not just come to the Lord one time when you may be in problems, but you come to him daily. And then there's a beautiful scripture that says he's able to save to the uttermost those that come to him. So the uttermost is his plan to transform us into the image and likeness of his Son, the firstborn among many brethren. So the uttermost is big. And just as Jesus walked on earth here, reliant on the Father, on the leading of the Spirit, we just need to just stay in tune. And whatever is necessary comes to us by the Spirit when we mindful, your will be done, your kingdom come, your name be hallowed. And that is what we need. That's the big thing. So, yeah, your will be done this day and every day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.